USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is soaring, with AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumped again overnight to $4.52 a gallon. That's too much for this Michigan man.
That's crazy that people can't even get to their jobs. People can't get to their jobs. How are they supposed to feed their family? Something needs to happen. Something's not right.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. California drivers are getting hit the hardest, with prices now topping $6 a gallon on average. The price of diesel also setting a record at $5.57 a gallon. More voters are making their voices heard today. Five states are holding primary elections, and at least three could all play a role in which party controls Congress after the midterms in November. Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Kentucky are all filling Senate seats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
I'm Rich Rosario. We could all use a getaway this summer, and Kalahari Resorts, home to America's largest indoor water parks, provides an escape the whole family will love. From the amazing water park to world-class dining and a full-service spa, Kalahari Resorts will provide an always 84 degrees and sunny summer getaway. With locations in Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas, your family's ideal getaway is just a short road trip away. Make your reservation today at KalahariResorts.com.
Senators are providing more of your tax dollars for aid to Ukraine. The vote was 81-11. The measure would give $40 billion in aid to help the war-torn country fight off the Russian invasion. A final vote on the measure is expected later this week. Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul delayed passage of the bill because he wanted the Inspector General to take a good look at where the money was being spent in Ukraine. The President and First Lady will visit Buffalo today after Saturday's deadly mass shooting in a supermarket. 8-year-old London Thomas hid from the shooter.
We all ran to the back, like at the place where the milk freezes at. And then he was shooting at the milk, and then the milk was like leaking through the metal. The bullet did not go through the metal. It didn't. My dad was just trying to hide me.
10 people were killed. The accused shooter has been charged with first-degree murder, and other charges are expected. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
As violence continues in Chicago, the curfew is changing in the city.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moves the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children and young people to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says the new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The suspect in California's mass shooting is due in court today. He's facing a slew of charges for allegedly opening fire inside an Orange County church on Sunday. The 68-year-old is accused of killing one person and wounding five others before parishioners jumped into action by tying him up with electrical cords. As for motive, investigators believe that the alleged murderer, a Chinese immigrant, held a grievance involving the Taiwanese community. And finally, Elon Musk says his $44 billion bid for Twitter can't move forward until the company is more clear about how many of its accounts are fake. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.